Being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Ariel, and my cohort here is...
Oh, I'm Shia. I was distracted for a moment, and in that moment, when you get engaged in something, you ever notice how it pulls you out of whatever else is going on?
Yeah, it's the perfect thing for the three principles. No two things can occupy the same thing,
same space
at the same time. So if we get an instant message from our
engineer
that we have a caller already on the line and we're reading about it, you can't be here because you're launching the show.
Right. So today's show is about being as healthy as you can be.
And we have a special guest, which we'll introduce her in a moment. Karen Lee will tell you a little bit more about her. But first, welcome to the show. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are on this lovely planet.
There, she said it all.
I did.
Okay, let's talk about listening.
Shall we?
Listening is what most of us think we do. That's why, right, we think we are listening. But we're listening to our thoughts about whatever is being said or is happening in our lives. It's almost as though we've got this filter that translates living into words and then plays it for us. You ever think of it that way?
It's a little bit of a buffer between you and actually living your life. You're talking about living your life rather
right,
than living it.
Exactly.
However, if you actually listen to what's happening,
it pulls you right into the current moment of your life. See, most of us agree or disagree or say we already know this, especially those of you who've been listening to our show for the last year and a half. You already know that we're going to talk about listening, so you stop listening. It's normal.
So this is kind of like going to...
So listen up.
Going to a ballet class and the very first thing you do is the bar exercise. Or you go to Pilates and the first thing you do is your footwork. So what we're doing now is the warm-up to being here, and that's about listening. So here we are.
And we were talking about the three principles of instantaneous transformation. You do not have to work on your life to have your life become magical. You do not have to work on you to try to fix you or change you to get you to be the way you think you ought to be okay. Because, you know, the truth of the matter is you can never be okay enough for the conversation that you listen to. It will find fault with you forever. But you can include that. You can discover that you're not that voice.
See, working on yourself is a form of resisting what is. And what you resist persists, grows stronger, it dominates your life. That's the first principle of instantaneous transformation. What you resist persists,
grows stronger,
dominates your life.
Now, you can only be doing exactly what you're doing in the current moment of your life. That's the second principle. So you can only be exactly where you are. You can only be in the state of health that you're in. You can only have the life circumstances that you have in the current moment of your life. That's the second idea. Now, if you resist that, you get stuck with it. First idea, second idea. Third principle. Anything that you see and allow to be exactly as it is, that means you don't try to change it, fix it, manipulate it, get it to be the way you think it ought to be, will complete itself in that moment. In the moment that you see it, that's enough to have it complete itself.
So if we're talking about your health and being healthy as can be, if you have some condition happening in you that you are resisting, your whole life, your commentary in your mind, everything is dominated by that physical condition. Second thing is you can only be as healthy as you are
in this moment right now.
You can't be healthier. You can't be less healthy. You can only be exactly as you are in any given moment.
And here, let's talk about the third principle for a second, because I'm not talking about magic cures. Because a few weeks ago, I dislocated my shoulder. And that takes and is taking time to heal. Now, it's much better than it was, but my realizing that I've dislocated my shoulder doesn't make it better.
It does, however, in that instant, cease to dominate him. So if he has less restriction in his arm at that moment, then that's a fact. Resisting it has it become his life, including it allows it just to be
part of your life.
It allows it to be a nothing thing in a certain respect, not something that dominates you and all your thoughts. So let us tell you about our most excellent guest, Karen Lee. She's a personal friend of ours. We would trust her with our life. Actually, we do, because we speak to her frequently about
health issues.
Health issues, nutritional things. She's a personal nutritional consultant. She provides guidance and information on choosing nutritional programs and products from, in particular, GNLD, which is Golden Neolife Diamide, to help achieve optimal health and wellness. She's a graduate of Duke University with a BA in psychology. She's a mother of three children. She lives in Montclair, New Jersey.
And she's one hell of a tennis player.
That's right. And not only that, it's like whilst GNLD is the basis for where she has launched her career as a nutritionist, she has an active, avid interest in possibilities. And so she is very well versed in lots of different modalities, and we really appreciate that. She tends to have people get excited about the possibility
of optimum health.
And so please welcome...
Oh, we didn't say that we finish each other's sentences.
But we do.
Okay.
Please welcome our special guest,
Karen Lee.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Did we do okay so far?
Oh, you guys did great.
Okay, good.
I'm
just
feeling
checking.
Great.
I know that we have a caller on the line, but before we take her, Karen, would just tell people a little bit about yourself, about your personal journey, as it were, to
well-being.
Well-being, yes.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to. You know, my journey began back when my son, who is now 20, was age 4, and he had a year-long bout with strep throat, and conventional medicine wasn't really doing the trick at the time. And that actually led me to going to a local health food store, and I began to learn about different possibilities, and I learned more about the human body. I learned about immune systems and protein and all the things that can really impact your health. And from that point forward, I really got interested in how I fed myself, how I fed my family, and different ways to be healthy. And that has continued, and my family has grown. I've had lots of experience hands-on with kids and eating and ways to inspire them to respect themselves, respect their body, and to really do what's in their personal best interest. And it's been very exciting.
Well, as an aside, I have to tell you that Shai and I have watched over a number of years now the growth of your kids and your relationship with your kids, and I think most of the listeners out there would be really thrilled to have
a relationship with your their children like you have with yours.
You don't have this teenage weirdness in your younger children. They are respectful, friendly partners with you. I admire that very much.
It has been quite a journey, and in that, yes, I have a wonderful relationship and investing in myself, investing in the work that you guys do. It's it's incredible. And what it really took for me was to make an investment in myself and also to look at my personal relationships in deciding what's right versus my aliveness. And the more I have invested in my aliveness, the more my relationship with my children has grown exponentially to the point where they're all, two are in their 20s and one's in their late teens. We've become partners and we've become friends, and even to the point I got a new consulting client yesterday, and I was actually speaking with my son who's in Washington for the summer, talking to him and just going over some of the ideas and things that I was thinking, and he had a whole host of things that he thought I should talk about, and it was so cool because he was providing me with some inspiration and guidelines and things that have worked for him in terms of his nutrition and his health and well-being, and I just was so touched and honored that we have that relationship.
That's great, Karen. It really is,
mm-hmm.
that you can have a friend in your children and your child. That's excellent. You know, we should probably take the caller we have just so we can have
yes,
a...
Let's get started. Eleanor, are you there?
Hi, how are you all?
We're great.
Now, we only have less than 2 minutes till the break, so we may not be able to
finish
your question, but we can certainly get started.
Where are you calling in from, Eleanor?
From Brazil. How are you all doing?
Oh, great.
We are great.
You're so far south, you say y'all.
shall I go quick with my question?
Why
Please.
Not?
Okay, here we go. It kind of runs along the lines with what your host just said about one's aliveness versus being right or wrong. I started a business, and I work with a colleague, and how am I going to explain this? Well, his cousin had her boyfriend was looking for a job, and the boyfriend's 10 years older than I am, so...
I tell you what, Eleanor, why don't we do this? Very shortly, we're going to go to a break. Why don't you articulate? We'll talk to you over the break, and we'll sort out what your question is. And when we come back, we will speak with Karen and with all the listeners, and we will take care of it, okay?
Sounds good.
Great. So come on back, everyone, and don't miss
being here.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, "Reconsider your labor practices." A few months later, I get a letter back saying thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Are you looking for life's balance? Look no further than Seventh Wave Network. We're bringing you Life's Balance with Shaman M. Let Melody McBride take you on a unique listening experience. You'll explore the world of alternative health. Learn about the many facets of healing. Preventative lifestyles from children to seniors will be discussed on the show. Listen for Life's Balance with Shaman M. Broadcast live every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. It's the healthy side of life. Let peace and balance be yours.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Okay, welcome back, everyone.
So we've been speaking over the break with Eleanor down in Brazil, and she's been having a conundrum, a little bit of a problem with someone who wants to be an employee of hers, and that relationship to one of her coworkers, and because that person that wants to be an employee is a friend of her coworker. And Eleanor, here's the thing. You need to look at what getting lost in this disagreement as to whether or not to hire this person keeps you from doing in your life, or keeps you from looking at in your life, or is distracting you from in your life. See, because there's a possibility that you could have your life flourish and flower in many different areas, but if you resist something like this potential employee who, when you speak to us about it, I don't feel you really want to hire anyway, is keeping you from something else that you might discover is possible for you.
Right. So rather than simply picking up the phone or writing an email saying, I do not have the funds to hire you at this time, I'm finding your demeanor and your pressure uncomfortable, or something equally straight that's just a relaxed communication of your truth, keeping it around as a big drama saves you from something.
Right, and it pulls on your energy, it stresses you, it does not support your health and well-being.
Hmm. Very true. I actually did send an email to him saying I don't have the funding right now, and this is how this would be the position that you could have, because he wanted to be basically CEO. I mean, whatever.
Well, you want to hire a CEO? That's a yes or no.
No.
Good, you don't.
I wanted a secretary.
You wanted a secretary. I'd hire a secretary then and get on with your life.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for calling in, Eleanor. I hope that helped.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, it occurs to me, Karen.
Yes?
That, in a way, Eleanor's question pointed to something that the three of us had talked about, wanting to talk about on the show, and that is about telling the truth. Telling the truth about your health. In this case, it was telling the truth. I don't have that position. I don't want to hire you for what you want. I don't feel like you're a fit. We were talking about it like vitamin C, not like vitamin, the letter C, but
vitamin S-E-E, C, as in C with your eyes, the truth about your current situation, about telling the truth about your health and your well-being and those things in your life that detract from your health and well-being.
Yes. Well, it's so true. When you are looking, the body has tremendous power of healing, and when you're honest with yourself and you truthfully look to see what is up with you, whether you just are lacking energy. You just don't feel your normal self. For example, I recently went through a phase where I wanted to nap all the time, which was out of character for me and my energy level. So I needed to take a look and see what that was, and that actually led me to looking into some hormonal issues within myself and led me to some great resources to address that. And again, if it's energy, if it's weight loss, I've dealt with clients whom, you know, have started on a weight loss program, but when you follow up and they then say, well, it's not working. And when you begin to really look and see, they haven't been as honest with me, but more importantly with themselves about what it is that they are doing to perhaps, you know, get themselves off track or distract themselves from what they say, you know, their goal is.
Well, you know, when you say that, get yourself off track, I think about incompletions.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that keeps people most screwed up in their lives are those areas that they're not complete in, that they haven't acknowledged to themselves that are incomplete and haven't done what it takes to complete those things so they can move on with their life. They get lost in problems that could resolve, but it's more convenient than the uncertainty of moving on in one's life as a creation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you've got a problem to deal with, that'll keep you from doing anything else.
You know, you were talking about hormonal issues, for instance, or when you were draggy and it was out of character for you. I find that as people go through different stages and ups and downs, that there is a certain embarrassment about being human where people deny things first to themselves and they're trying to hide things secondly. Mm-hmm. So when you talk even about hormonal issues, it's like for us as individuals to say, gosh, you know, I need to take thyroid, or I need estrogen, or I need testosterone, or I'm lacking in calcium, or whilst all those are personal conversations, there's also still a stigma that seems to be attached to aging, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not supposed to ask a lady her age.
Right.
Or to health. Like, somehow it is a personal failing if you get ill or tired.
Right.
Yeah.
And you certainly can't be enlightened if you're tired.
Not at all. And it's funny, it's we're living in an age where people are living longer, they're living great lives, they want to do a lot of different things. And, you know, I actually have the honor of just celebrating my 50th birthday, not too long, this month, actually.
Really? When's your birthday?
August 24th.
Cool.
And
happy birthday in advance.
Yeah, thank you. It's exciting. And I find that as we age, it's not about being sick. It's about finding ways to prevention, finding ways to support your health. It's respecting your body and what it says to you. And finding, again, you know, different avenues to support it, whether it's in, you know, exercise, in nutrition, in, you know, supporting your body with what's called bioidentical hormones. As we age, those things begin to change. It's a normal process and way of living, or of your body, you know, doing what it does naturally. It's not about being sick. And
Well, I had never heard the term bioidentical hormone before you had mentioned it to me some time ago. What is a bioidentical hormone?
A bioidentical hormone is a hormone that comes from usually a plant source that is identical to what you'll find in the human body, so that when you use it, the human body sees it as one in the same. So it actually doesn't see it as toxic. It's not a synthetic, so that it's going to be actively wants to be removed from your body as like a toxin. So it acts differently in your body, and it's more user friendly. I guess that would be a way to look at it.
Excellent. You know, it's interesting as I'm talking to you. because it wasn't too long ago, everyone, and I was feeling low energy, what Karen was describing earlier. I was sleeping during the day. It was unusual for me. My libido was flagging. Everything was really more tired, and it seemed odd. So I waited for my normal appointment with my doctor, and I went in, and she is in her late 40s, and I said to her, listen, I'm feeling draggy. I'm feeling tired. And she said to me, you know what, Ariel, you're over 50 now. You're 51, and that's just the way it is. Everyone I know middle age is tired, and so you're just going to need to learn to live with it. And God bless her. I had a very interesting reaction to her. I thought, that could be your life to exist now in Rundown, but I know there are other options. The very same day, I went to an alternative type physician. They took
that Karen recommended.
They took blood tests, and they wanted to give me a thyroid test. I said, look, I just have one at my regular doctor today. I really didn't want to pay extra money for something I didn't need. I didn't know if I could trust this person or this process. They gave me a test to test my thyroid, and immediately I felt warm and energized, and it lasted for 4 or 5 days. And they said, it just goes to show that your thyroid is sluggish. And they've given me a natural thyroid supplement called Nature Throid, and my energy level is back to normal, and it wasn't necessarily suggested by my normal thyroid conventional test. I feel like I have my life back, and I'm very grateful. Not that my well-being was not intact during that time, but I have a lot of things I want to do. This show, for instance, is important, and I didn't like feeling as if I had to ramp it up in order to
deliver.
And I'm really grateful to that. When you look at different resources, if somebody's listening to me now and they're like, yeah, I'm a little draggy and I don't live in New York or in the New Jersey area, you know, when we come back from the break, Karen, I want you to talk about how people can go about start researching to be as healthy as they can be, because people are listening to this all over the world. And as we can see, since Brazil's the first place to call in, and maybe you can give them starting places where to look so that they can get control of their own health.
Absolutely. I would love to.
Okay.
Perfect. Then we're going to go to a break. We'll be back shortly. And so, everyone, come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn about the ancient mysteries, esoteric wisdom, and transformational energies of the world's most important sacred sites. Join host Andrea McKenna Pinkham each week for Sacred Sites Journeys, a program that will open up your world to places where the mortal meets the divine. Listen for Andrea's real-world accounts of her 15-plus years of sacred travel and become inspired by her fascinating guests. It all comes together on Sacred Sites Journeys. Listen Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it. Ugh! See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. We're speaking with Karen Lee, personal nutritional consultant, mother extraordinaire, great friend. And by the way, her website, get your pen ready, is BeHealthyAsCanBe.com. It's all one word, of course, BeHealthyAsCanBe.com. So resources, what can you tell us, Karen, about different...
Absolutely. If you go to my website, BeHealthyAsCanBe.com, I have a button or a resources page, and on that page you will find information on the various topics that we've covered today on the radio show and some other topics that perhaps will be of interest in terms of supporting you in your health. So, you know, it's a great place to start. You can email me. There's a place where you can contact me. So if you would like to pursue additional information or any type of consulting work, you can do it that on my website as well.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because I think one of the first things for me was as I started getting interested in having a more robust health, I knew that, and then I had to look at where to start looking. And so if you have some resources all in one place, that would sure make it an easier place for a lot of people to start.
Yes, and most of the resources are ones that I have myself personally looked into and have used and follow on a pretty regular basis. So I feel very comfortable in referring them to others, who are interested in looking at different possibilities that would support them.
Great.
And, you know, one of the things that has been supportive of me that I just want to mention also that is there is that, you know, I have participated in your workshops and living in the moment technology for quite a while now, and it has been a tremendous journey for me. And it when you have stress or other things in your life, you may want to be as healthy as you can be, but unless that element is well and healthy, some of the other things you can do, but you won't get the same effect or benefit of. So.
Yeah, you know, that's really true. In fact, that's why each year we do Transformation in the Workplace, which is our next course coming up in September in New York City, because we realize people work. Most people work. And that's the majority of their day. So if they're not there, if they're being stressed there, if it's not a healthy environment for them, then a huge chunk of their life is under stress. And stress is, it's being obviously showed in medicine that stress is a huge producer of disease.
Right, right. And stress is one of the major reasons for digestive upset, for example. So we know how many people will pop Tums or Rolaids or have indigestion, and it's becoming more and more prevalent. But stress plays a very big role in those types of disorders.
We have another caller. Gio, are you there? Gio? Well, I guess we don't have another caller.
Okay. So, you there, Gio?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh,
now
we
can
hear you.
Oh, good, okay. Hi.
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 Wow, this is a really great conversation with you guys and Karen. I'm loving this.
Great.
So, can I just say how fantastic this past weekend's workshop on creativity and intuition was?
Sure.
Yeah, you can say it.
I had the most amazing weekend ever, and I'm an artist. And working in my studio last night on some new paintings and drawings was just unbelievable. About an hour and a half went by, and I had done like six times more work than I normally make in a couple of nights. And I realized only about an hour and a half had gone by, and I was just shocked how much I had done and how excited I was.
That's excellent. That's really
and
great.
And how's the quality of the work that you did?
The quality of the work is actually, for me, shocking. It feels like
shockingly bad.
Shockingly wonderful.
Oh, shockingly wonderful!
Yeah, it's bold and colorful, and just a whole new type of thing that I'm doing. Where it's like I don't know where it came from. It's not coming from ideas. It's coming. It's like such a creation. Like it's all just happening in front of me.
Oh, that's so excellent, Gio! Congratulations, man.
Yeah, thank you. It's really great. On the subject of health, I feel like I'm stepping into a new level of awareness in my body, and I'm feeling stronger. In the past, I'd always felt very, very sluggish. I'm feeling stronger, and I've been exercising and eating a little bit better, but I still have a tendency to slow down and not keep my discipline up.
I think that is a big challenge for most people who find that they want to be more robust and they want their health. They're like, fine, I'll exercise X amount of, you know, five times a week, seven times a week, and I'm going to eat great. And those rigorous decisions tend to backfire.
Right, because whenever you decide to do something, it becomes the first principle all over again, you know. You decide to do something, and then it's in resistance to the way you've been being, and anything you resist persists, so you fall back to the way you were. Everybody starts and stops diets, you know.
Well, the first thing is to not give yourself your word to do something you're not actually going to do. So I've gotten to the point where if I say to myself, fine, I'm going to exercise, you know, five times this week, I get suspicious because I'm pretty clear that down the line it's not going to happen. So
yeah, I definitely do that. I definitely do that.
The other thing is you underestimate, Gio, that you inspire people. I ran about 2 weeks ago. I was running up a hill. And the reason I was running up a hill was something you had said in a Monday night. I believe it was in a Monday night. You were talking about how when you run, you have the thought, oh, I can't do this anymore, and you realize you still had a lot of energy left in you, and that the conversation was just a conversation, not reflective of reality, and that when you ran, you felt really good. And I had the impulse to run, and I followed it and realized that I had more stamina than I had
previously had,
and that if I started huffing and puffing, that wasn't me dying, that was me
huffing and puffing. Just the need for a little more air.
So I was running around feeling very grateful to you.
Wow, that's so cool.
Karen, do you have any, you consult a lot of people about nutrition. What do you have any comments or advice to Gio, who seems to be starting and stopping?
Well, I know that, you know, I have a passion for tennis. I was just thinking here and kind of chuckling and laughing to myself, thinking what I do, I mean, I really love to play tennis, and I still compete, and and I do go to the gym on a regular basis. And what supports me in playing tennis is it's like a little trick, you know, going to the gym, you know, I know will give me extra energy and a little bit extra oomph out on the tennis court. So for me, if I start just focusing on, oh, I have to go to the gym and work out, if I connect it to something that I'm passionate about, I find it much easier to support myself that way.
Another thing,
in light of vitamins, for example, in taking vitamins, people will say, oh, well, I'll start taking them, and then, oh, I stop. And what I have found to be helpful is put them somewhere where you go every day. And for me, that's my kitchen cupboard. I go there every day to take out glasses, to make shakes for my family or myself. And I know when I go to that spot, I'll find my vitamins. And for you, it might be another cabinet in a bathroom. But just to find
kitchen
that
counter.
Sorry, kitchen counter.
Right, right, exactly. Just out in the open where you can see it and you know you're going to pass there. And it's incredible. I've had people tell me, wow, I did that, and now I'm back taking my vitamins every day.
It makes it effortless. I do that with my thyroid. It's on top of our espresso machine.
Right.
You can't have espresso without your thyroid.
Not in the morning.
So.
You know, the other thing, too, that really helped us in when we were, like, on and off again about doing things like, in your case, eating well but taking vitamins and whatnot, Gio, we had a conversation with Karen, and Karen didn't make us wrong for it. She didn't berate us in her thoughts or in her energy. It was like, oh, yeah, that happens. It's like the third principle. If you don't beat on yourself for it but simply see it,
that's enough for you to get back on track.
And then we said, we were really smart, we said, Karen, please just say that, just repeat after us, Ariel, Shia, take your vitamins. So she said,
right, Ariel, Shia, take your vitamins.
Okay.
And it was wild. In concert with that statement, we started taking our vitamins regularly. It was really neat because we wouldn't want to disappoint her. And in that relationship, it spurred us on to be healthy as can be.
Exactly. And it made it easy for me, too, because I was able to simply state, take your vitamins. And sometimes I feel like I have to explain or be more specific or more involved, and it's just as simple as that. And that was really exciting for me to approach my business and the way I work with my clients, too. So, and the other thing that popped into my head, Gio, was just to be kind to yourself. It's something that, you know, Ariel and Shia talk about in their work, and, you know, just being kind to yourself goes a long way.
Yeah, that's really helpful, because if I don't run as many times as I tell myself to in a week, I'm like, oh, geez, what am I doing to myself? You know.
Yeah, but you tell yourself, and then we're going to have to go to the break, you tell yourself how many times you're going to run in an effort to improve yourself rather than vitamin C, as in seeing the truth and about what you're going to do. We'll be back shortly, everyone. Come on back, and don't miss
being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network. Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Hey, kid. Over here, inside your radio. Name's Ralph. I'm an energy hog. Hey, if you're gonna waste energy in your home, I'm gonna pig out on it. Anyway, I got a deal for you. There's this new website called energyhog.org. Forget about it. It teaches kids how to get rid of us energy hogs. So you promise not to log on to energyhog.org, and I promise not to eat your radio. Deal?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
We were just talking on the break with both Karen and Gio, and we were talking about, we were going to say that we have an upcoming workshop in New York on September 12th and 13th called Transformation in the Workplace. And
we asked if they were coming, and Karen said,
I was saying, well, I'm thinking about doing either the one in New York or Germany,
because in Hamburg, on the 17th, we're doing the Freedom to Breathe, the 17th of September, and then the 18th through 20th, we're doing the Art of Relating. And Gio's like, wow, that sounds great, too, and we were talking about what's possible.
And I said that it's really strange that people don't invest in their own personal well-being as much as they do in things. You know, they'll buy a new television, they'll buy a car, or they'll buy stuff for their lives, but they don't invest. People find it more difficult to give themselves the gift of well-being.
I found that, as much as I'm clear about that, you know, you and I went to Alaska. We went on a trip. It was great. I invested quite a bit into this fishing trip. But when it came to jumping into a possibility of well-being that I wasn't certain about, in this case was going to see this doctor and investing quite a bit of money because it wasn't
on our health coverage
insurance, I felt silly.
Right.
I felt stupid in a way. It was like, what gives me the right to spend this kind of money for prevention? There's nothing really wrong yet. And I really see that for our weekends as well, when people have the courage to jump in without having to have life hit a place of malaise
or despair, then there's a possibility of creating a life that's full of excitement and, as Gio said, creation. You know, Gio, the Transformation in the Workplace seminar frequently produces what you said you got out of this creativity and intuition seminar, where people go home and for no explainable reason, they clean those things that need cleaning. The desk that's full of papers clears up. Their relationships clear up easily and effortlessly without them having to work on themselves or their lives to have it happen.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely going to that one.
Well, you're definitely welcome, and we look forward to it. In fact, for all of you who want to come, you can go up to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. You can register. You can also join the Excellence Club, where we have the article of the month. We have video podcasts, access to our blog. Got an email from the UK from a gal, I believe her name is Judy, I don't have it right in front of me, talking about how Pink Rain really helped her. So if you're listening today, Judy, welcome, and Welcome to all of you around the world.
We are the number one radio show on the Seventh Wave Network. Being Here is the number one radio show, and we are looking for a sponsor. So if you or know of anybody, or if you personally are interested in changing the conversation between our breaks, so we stop talking about grunting and child labor and things of that nature.
And if you'd like to sponsor your product, give us a call or email us. Go up to transformationmadeeasy.com. We can get you all the information about that.
Let's see. What else is there?
Something that you were talking about earlier. Hey, Gio, thanks for calling in, by the way.
Yeah, my pleasure. I love calling into this show.
You're the best. You were talking, for instance, Karen, about people popping tums and whatnot, and you introduced me to an idea of adding something back into my diet. I don't need to take Zantac anymore. I lived on that, not because I was nervous, but I just, my dad has it, my sister, it's a...
What do you mean, reflux?
Reflux, very badly, and I don't have it now, and I am just... very, very grateful to discovering possibilities that are out there that I didn't know existed, that are simple balances in my physicality as opposed to having to take a pill to suppress a problem. I'm learning nutritional ways to be balanced.
Well, yes, there are ways that you can support yourself, and sometimes it's just a matter of cutting things out. We have highly processed food system these days that doesn't really produce great health, as we can look around and listen in the news and whatnot. And sometimes they're just really simple solutions. And one of the things I like to talk to people about is, like, keeping a food journal is a great way to just document what's going on in your life. And it's amazing what you discover in that. And it can be really, really simple. I had one client who had a little extra weight to lose, and when we went through the food journal, we found out that food choices were good, that they just needed to add in some extra fruits and vegetables for extra fiber, for extra phytonutrients that come from your fruits and vegetables to help protect your cells from disease. And it can be very easy to do that. And
we actually had a friend who did that. We advise them to do a food journal, less for food at this time and more for debt, to see where their money was going.
And what was amazing was he became aware, as in saw non-judgmentally, where his money was being spent, and he got himself out of debt.
That he discovered that the protein bars he was having, rather than having a meal, for instance, not only weren't the best nutrients, but they were a huge money choice. There's something really wonderful about becoming actually aware of what is without judging it. That, by the way, he's very, very healthy these days. He's looking really buff, so that's very cool too.
Yeah, that's great. I like that whole idea. Vitamin C, the
S-E-E.
How important that really is when you are taking the time to look at your health, your life, whatever is up for you at this point in time, and not being hard on yourself, and really just taking, sometimes it's simple steps to
We were in Alaska, and we were taking a spay casting lesson from our guide, Scott O'Donnell, who's one of the premier fly fishing guides in the world.
And a great guy.
Great. Great sweetheart man, and he told me I needed to slow down and watch what I was doing, and then my casting became perfect. And slowing down is exactly what you're talking about, taking the time to take a look at what you're doing, and look at what you're doing, not judging it, but seeing how you're doing it will allow you to change, to do it differently. Otherwise, you keep on doing old habitual ways of relating to your life over and over, including your nutrition.
Exactly. And just by seeing that, just by taking that that time, and it doesn't even have to take time. That's just by seeing it, it can resolve itself without you having to do anything, and you can then focus on passions in life that will pull you, you know, into what you love and
enthusiasm for life.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I even finished your sentences.
That's awesome.
You know, Karen, it's really, really been our pleasure to have you on our show today. You can find out more about Karen on her website, BeHealthyAsCanBe.com. Check into the resources. You can reach her as a consultant. She's very, very knowledgeable. Thank you for being here, and thank you all for listening.
Yes, and invite your friends to listen. Share transformation.
Come on back next week, and don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.